Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. Yay. And today we have a really special good guest for you guys today, so y'all just kick back and enjoy the talk show, okay? But before I go any further, I'm going to ask Ms. J if she don't mind bringing our special guest home.
Absolutely. This is a subject that I talk about a lot, so I'm glad we're having this subject. I used to have a credit company where I used to repair company credit scores, so this is going to be an interesting conversation, and so I'm excited that we're going to have it with Mr. Earl Lee Belt Jr., and we're going to talk about credit. We're going to talk about, I'm assuming, because I always want to talk about credit, but we're going to talk about, you know, how to build it, what to do about it. He fixes credit, which is awesome. So we're just going to talk about it. But before we get started about what you should know about your credit and your credit literacy, Mr. Belt, tell the audience a little bit about you.
Good afternoon. My name is Earl Belton, and I just wanted to definitely thank Ms. J, you and John for this opportunity to be on you guys' show today. It really means a lot to me to have an opportunity to allow people, to give people some information that's needed. Because, I mean, you know, information that's shared and it's really, really given from the heart goes a long way.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Tell them a little bit about you.
Well, first off, you know, my name is Earl Belton Jr. You know, I was born on my father's birthday, which is coming up November the 5th, and I just want to say RIP to my father, Earl Belton Sr. I definitely pride myself into becoming someone that I've always wanted to make my parents proud of. So, been an entrepreneur for quite a long time. I've dabbled in some different areas for entrepreneurships, and now I'm taking a different walk of life, but to help others. And I mean, I really feel good about this here, what we're about to talk about today.
Awesome. Now, I think a lot of people really don't understand how scoring works. So, you know, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, inquiries are only 10% of their credit report. A lot of people say, oh, I got an inquiry, and they all flip out, you know, and so they think that inquiries really make a big difference, but actually it doesn't as much as people really think they do. You know, 35% of your credit score is your payment history. So let's talk about
Absolutely. That
payment history. Yes, and how important it is to have a good payment history, and even if you mess up, how to fix that payment history.
Absolutely. First and foremost, you know, your credit is your reputation. You know, it's you on paper. No. So, I mean, and there's so many people who really don't understand that your reputation speaks for the lifestyle that you are going to live. And if you're not taking care of your credit, then you're going to be just like the other 43 million people not living the life of their dream, you know. Inquiries are something, you know, you don't want to get too caught up on inquiries. I mean, you know, first and foremost, people put themselves in a position where, you know, oh, you know, I'm going to apply for this credit card, or I'm going to apply for this store credit, and I'm going to apply for this. Each and every time that you are doing these type of things, it takes a hit, and it definitely puts a lower, you know, each time you do it, it drops your credit immediately. So I advise people, you know, don't don't be inquiring too much, because, I mean, most of the time, you know, we go to different things and people be like, well, hey, sign up for this card or sign up for this. You know, you get 10% back, you know. But most of the time, we're not really understanding that when you apply for these things, your reputation is at stake. So what we do is, you know, we try to allow people the opportunity of understanding why their credit is important and what to do to keep their credit.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't understand the importance of the history, because, like, the history plays a major part. And, you know, how large your amounts, your balances are, you know, you got to make sure you pay on time. And even if you miss a payment, as long as you get back on track quickly, it passes. But if you stay delinquent a long period of time, it does affect you, you know. And also being aware of what your credit score is. There's so many websites now that is available that you can keep a count of your scores. So you don't have to, like you said, people applying for credit cards. If you know you got a 550, you know, don't even fill out the paperwork. You know, and I think that's the big thing of people keeping track of their scores and understanding how they're being scored. Because I think that's where people make the biggest mistakes, because they think, well, I got all these things on my credit that are good, but you can have too much on your credit scores. If your balances are large, that affects how lenders look at you. You know, if your balances are large, you know what I mean? People don't realize that you can have 100 of them and they're all on time, but if you got 100 of them with $5,000 balances, you still a risk. So, you know, all
absolutely.
That affects your score. Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, people really need to understand that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just like this right here. It's like this right here, yeah. Ms. J. Go ahead, Ja.
I was just trying to get you to tell the audience what made you get into the credit business.
Okay. Finish your comment, then you can answer John's question, because I know you got something on your mind you want to say. So go ahead and do that, and then answer
absolutely,
that question.
Absolutely. I'll definitely do that. The thing is, it's just like this, Ms. J. You know, what people don't understand is that, okay, the lenders themselves, people are looking at what you bring home and what you have going out, okay?
Yeah, your DTI.
So,
yes, right.
It's just like okay, so if you make $3,000 a month and you are spending out more than $2,600 a month, you know, they're going to be looking at this. So, you know, you have to really, really understand that your debt to income pays a real significance into what lenders will give you.
That's correct. And that's what you're saying, like living within your means. Because
absolutely.
Credit is a you know, because like you talk about the credit cards, it's a disillusion. When people have a lot of credit cards, they think they got money. You don't have money. You have debt. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing about Ford's credit itself, you know, you got to understand how to leverage your credit. You know? And what I mean by leveraging, you know, you want to put yourself and your family in a position so that you can build the life of your dream. It's not about just acquiring a lot of stuff. So, I mean, there's people who acquire a lot of stuff, and you're looking at these people and they have, oh my, they have the nice home, they have the nice car, and, you know, they have the nice life, but you don't understand the leverage of the things that they did to do this. And the most important thing is that they took the time to get their credit and their finances together.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so to answer the question, you know, why I got off into this, I really, you know, was introduced to this opportunity by a good friend of mine, Gary Bradley, and some guys that helped me put this together. And for me, I seen the opportunity to educate people, to help people improve their financial scenarios, to eliminate all the negative things, you know, because, you know, most of the people don't understand that, you know, they feel like, you know, credit, you know, I don't want to deal with it, you know, I'd rather have cash. But, you know, in this day and age, you have to be credit worthy. You have to be credit worthy. So for me, I seen an opportunity to give back to the community, and I seen an opportunity to educate people on credit literacy, is because over 43 million people have a credit score of less than 500.
That is so true. And then when they want to buy a house or stuff like that, they got to pay the, and they, you know, they got programs, but your interest rates are ridiculous.
Absolutely. I mean, Ms. J, I mean, there's so many people who don't really understand that, you know, yes, there are programs to help you establish to purchase a home. But like you just said, the interest rates are very high. And,
yeah.
And I mean, and I tell people, you know, every day, I mean, if you're not at least a 620, most brokers, most home establishments and things of that nature to help you to purchase a home, they're not even going to look at you if you're not even a 620.
Now, back in the day, though, you can get away with that 550 because FHA used to have a program, but now they're not even taking that risk anymore, and they're insured loans.
Absolutely.
So you're correct.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's a lot of programs, like people, like, I don't know how yours work, but there's a lot of trickery out there, and people get people in programs, and they really cannot fix or correct anything. They just, you know, taking people's money, you know what I mean? And so
yes, I
if
do.
You're educated on the program, like you're doing, you're educating people about credit, they can make a sound decision on how they want to go about, you know, maintaining their credit or fixing their credit or so forth. But I think a lot of people don't understand that it's really on them, you know, to make sure they keep their credit score at a decent level. And you're right, especially in our community, we always make credit jokes. Like, we'll put the light bill in our kid's name. You know, can't do that no more, but back in the day you could. You know,
absolutely.
You know, we make little jokes and we make ways around not having a good credit score. But now, like you're saying, there is so many new rules in place. You have to have a decent credit score just to do about anything. I mean, they're even doing it for, like, insurances. At one time, they were checking your credit score just to give you car insurance.
You know, I'm gonna say this, and I really want people to understand this, is that no matter what you do in life, credit is the factor. It doesn't matter. You want a home loan? Credit. You want a car loan? Credit. You want to get a credit card? Credit. You want to get an apartment? Credit.
Yep.
Your job is even running your credit. You know,
sure.
So, I mean, the cell phone, credit, you know, all of these things require credit. And the fact of the matter is that we wasn't taught at a younger age to keep and maintain your credit. We was never taught that. We didn't have classes in school. We didn't have finance classes and stuff. So we didn't know about these things. And so once we had the opportunity to get these little credit card Kregels accounts and different other things, and, you know, so we just took it up on ourselves to just want to look good, but didn't understand that there is a consequence for trying to look good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. And I think another mistake that people make, if they have a credit card and they're not using it, they close it. That's a major mistake as far as on your scoring. If you got a credit card and it's not something that you use a lot, maybe use it once or twice, but keep that open, because revolving credit and credit cards are a great way to show stability, because it's a revolving account. Yeah, and I noticed a lot of, because I have friends have done that. They're like, girl, I don't use credit card, I'm going to close it. Don't close it. Buy something cheap and pay that little, if it costs $20, then pay that $20 off. But if you got the credit card, because it's hard to get them once you close them and you don't use them, other companies don't trust to give you one.
That's right.
So it's hard to get
really,
one after that.
Absolutely. It really does. It really does make a person skeptical giving you another one, and we don't understand that, in this day and age, we must protect our credit. We must protect it. I mean, it's just like protecting your family. You have to protect it, because number one, it involves so much. I mean, it's so easy, when you're first getting started, it's so easy to get it, but it's so easy to tear it up.
Oh, absolutely. Preach that one. It really is. It really is. Because we don't, like you said, you get it and you don't think about the long term. You don't think about making those payments and that month where you may run short. Life happens and you may not have that $150 to pay Macy's. So,
Absolutely.
And so Macy's not going to come before the gas bill, the light bill, or groceries. So there go a credit slide.
Absolutely, because we don't think about the future, we don't think about the rainy day. We're only thinking about, how is this going to affect me now? We don't think about the later on. We don't think about the consequences. And just like you said, if I have to choose between, the gas bill, the light bill, or paying my Macy's credit card, I'm going to choose the lights and gas.
That's right.
And so we put ourselves in these situations is because we're not looking at the overall factor of how to manage this. All this comes from management.
You're right. And, you talk about manage, and that's just like going back to not opening more credit cards than you need. A lot of times people got like a whole bunch of credit cards. You don't need all the – you need one good Master, Visa. You may need – you got like department stores. Certain stores you just like. So if you got a couple of department stores, but you don't need to have five Visas, three Masters, and a Macy's, and a Broadway. You might need to open them. I'm going old school. Or Nordstrom's or whatever. You don't need a whole bunch of them, because the same thing you could buy with that Visa, MasterCard, you can still go to Nordstrom's. You still can go to Macy's. You still can go to Ross. You don't have to have a credit card for every store you shop at.
That's right.
You know what? It takes discipline. And RIP to my father, my dad was the first person I seen with the 830 credit score. I've never seen nothing like this in my life, right? And I would always wonder, how my dad, had the top flight suits and top flight sports jackets, and we had a nice living. I mean, it was nice. But the one thing my father taught me is the fact that my father and a couple of my uncles had their own construction company. And so my father used to tell me, that as I got older about credit a little bit, my first encounter with credit wasn't even credit. It was my first bank account, okay? So now my father told me, he said, okay, I'm going to give you a checking account, and this checking account is for immediate things only. If it's something, you need gas for your car, and things of that nature, you can go and get some gas. Okay, so now, you know, I'm thinking I'm big time. I'm in the big league. My daddy gave me $300, Miss J. You know what I'm saying? $300, right? So
yeah.
Now let me tell you this. My first purchase wasn't even gas. You know what my first purchase was? Some tennis shoes. You know what I'm saying? That was my first purchase. So,
So
after I blew the $300, this is what my father told me. He said, listen, son, if I can't trust you with $300, why would I trust you with $3,000? I could have easily gave you a credit card. Why would I give you a credit card that's attached to my name? Because I knew that you was going to blow this. That was my first education then.
That's a good
one. I still didn't get it.
Poor baby. Poor baby.
You know,
yeah.
And as I grew older, I really understand now the value. You know, I understand the value. And this is the reason why I got off into financial education services, is because it's time to educate the people. It's time to really educate people, to let them know that just because you made a mistake, you can get a second chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I agree. This is a question, because I know for me, I used to fix people's credit, get it right, and they turn around and blow it again. So what, you know, and you're like, oh, my God, did you not understand what I just told you? So I know you experienced that. I'm sure you've seen that. And so my question would be, because evidently I didn't speak clearly enough, but what would be, like, what are some of the things you say to people to make sure that they maintain that healthy credit? Because, like, as you stated earlier, it has an effect on just about everything you do in your life, especially in this society. You know, just like having a name, you know, they judge you by your name. If your name is Shaquique, they, oh, she black. You know what I mean? So if your credit score 500,
mm-hmm.
oh, she black. Or, you know, I've been places, I worked for the bank for years, and if somebody walk in, they joke, the white girls, excuse me, but that's what they were. I didn't mean to say it like that. But they would laugh. They go, Miss J, how about you bet they got 550? I mean, they would make jokes because they,
absolutely.
When somebody black walked in, they just knew they couldn't help them. And then when somebody walks
absolutely.
In with a credit score, they act like it was a history. Yes.
Absolutely. This goes on every day. And what I tell people is this. First and foremost, credit repair is not a bill. This is what
that's
you got
right.
to think. Credit repair is not a bill. This is something
right.
to help you get back in the good graces, but give you the leverage power to being able to live the life of your dream. You know, first and foremost, you know, I'm proud to be an ambassador. I consider myself an ambassador for
that's a good thing.
FES. You know, and an ambassador is somebody who goes out to help the people. And this is what I want to do. First and foremost, you know, we have an A-plus business rating with the Better Business Bureau. We provide different services that allow people to feel comfortable at trusting us to help them to become back credit worthy, okay? And the thing about it, you know, once we establish and help people clear their credit, get their credit together, we have other services that can help you maintain to keep your credit up and so that you can continue to have good credit. We have credit, we have smart credit, we have another program that will help you to maintain and keep your good credit, but it will also help you establish credit as well.
And that's good, because it doesn't benefit anybody to fix it and not educate them. You know what I mean? You know,
absolutely.
You take their money, well, I'm fixing it.
Right.
It's up to you to hold on to it. But if you're not if you don't understand what they fixed, why was it important for them to fix it, and you turn around and make the same mistake. And I think that goes with the, like the point you just made, by educating them about the importance of you know, maintaining what has taken place. This is your second chance. I remember at one time everybody was going out getting the business IDs. You remember those? I can't think of the name of it right now. I'm drawing a blank. But
yeah,
instead of taking the credit, they were right now getting the business IDs and using the business IDs instead of using their regular Social Security for credit.
Yeah.
And so it
right.
still wasn't teaching
right.
anybody how to fix their credit, because you were just escaping. You were just going around, you know, and your credit's still messed up. So it didn't teach anybody anything.
I want to ask a question also.
Okay.
Look like I'm going to have to jump in to take get my time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. As you know, Earl, there's a lot of people, especially in your poor communities, you know, they, like you and Ms. J. Sage, you know, like what they do, they go and they get Macy's, they get different little companies, you know, and they got all these credit cards. Now they done lost their job, or either they done had some financial difficulties. The company sent it to the collection agencies. The collection agencies hound them, and then they try to go ahead on and work something out with the collection agency, and then the, through all the harassment and everything, they just say, forget it. Now, and it's got collections agency on these on their credit. They got, whereas though they got old bills on their credit, can that stuff be removed?
Yeah. Well, first
Absolutely.
Of all, you don't have to deal with a collection agency. You know, you right?
Okay, but I'm asking him a question. Can that stuff be removed?
Yes, it can. Anything that's on your credit bureau can be removed, any type of negative item. What we don't really understand is that, you know, and Ms. J, I know you've heard this, what I'm about to say, you've heard this over and over and over. And I deal with people who say this, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, hey, you know what I'm saying, man, you know, all of the negative items, man, is going to fall off in 7 to 10 years, you know, that's false. Why? First of all, how is something going to fall off if you don't request it to come off? And why would you wait 7 to 10 years to do something about your financial status for you and your family?
But, you know, back in the day, though, they used to fall off, though. Back in the day, they did fall off in 7 to 10 years.
No, what
back
I'm saying,
day,
let's say if you have something on your credit, okay, it's been
okay.
on your credit
sure.
before. You're supposed to wait 7 years and then request for it to be removed. But let's say if it was on there for, let's say, 2 years, and you say, well, it's not mine, I'm not going to pay for it, I'm, you know, forget it, but it stays on your credit report. You can go ahead on and do all the inquiries and all what you want with the credit bureaus as long as those other people respond, but it's going to stay on there. But what I'm asking you, can that stuff come off if, you
yeah,
know?
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Yes, it can. I mean, I'm just going to, you know, bankruptcies, evictions, judgments, foreclosures,
right.
charge-offs,
right.
repossession,
right.
tax liens, student loans, medical bills, all these items can be deleted, you know. And, I mean, these items give you the inaccurate negative reports. And
that's correct.
You know, what I tell people, you know, every day, and I mean, you know, we think everything is a scam. I mean, it's just the way that we're programmed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I want you to, you know, everything is a scam. I mean, you know, until you get a group of people that says, yeah, this thing works, then they believe it, okay?
That's so true.
I mean, it's about leverage. It's about leverage. And so my thing is that, you know, because I took this upon myself and I wanted to help my community, I wanted to help people, but this is also helping myself as well. So at the end of the day, it comes down to really understanding that these things that are on your credit report are damaging. And here's another thing, Ms. J, and you know this too. Half of the people don't even know what's on their credit report.
That is so true, Earl. And you know what else too? People don't know that you can write letters and place them on your credit report. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people don't understand it. Like, say, John was talking about disputing something that was not theirs. Well, you can put on your credit report, this is not my debt. You can actually send this in, this is not my debt. I am working to remove it. So that if somebody pulls your credit report, that question is already answered. You know, it's a lot of little tricks that people don't know that you can do to while you're working on removing the debt or fixing the debt or whatever the case may be. A lot of these companies, you can pay off a little of nothing to get these items removed. Some people are stubborn, so if they don't want to remove it, you know, you can wait the debt out. That's up to you. I'm not saying that you have to do, you know, what me and Mr. Earl are saying, but what I'm saying is that there's ways around making your credit report less scarier to the people that are reviewing it. You know, you can put, you know, once you dispute an item, it is listed on your credit report, dispute it, so that if somebody pulls it, they know you're fighting that particular debt. They may ask for an explanation, but you can give that explanation. And that's what it means about being educated on what you can and cannot, you know, take off or cannot remove. Because if you know what your rights are and what you are allowed to do, like working with somebody like Mr. Earl and his team, you'll learn, you know, a lot of fears that we have, not we, but a lot of fears that people will have will be put aside because there is tricks to the trade, just like anything else.
Absolutely. There is, you know. And I want to chime in just on what you said. I mean, you know, and it's about getting the education. It's about getting the education, you know. And I hear this is the number one thing I hear. And Ms. Jason, she were in this line of business too. You've heard this a million times, you know. Oh man, you know, I can fix my credit myself, man. You know what I'm saying? I can do this myself. Well, first and foremost, if you can fix your credit yourself, why ain't you doing it, you know? Because here's the thing about it, fixing your credit yourself. I mean, you know, it sounds good, you know what I'm saying? See, for a person who is intimidated when an objection comes, that would scare somebody off. For me,
right.
I love when you tell me I can fix it myself, because here's the thing that I ask them. This is what I ask them, Ms. J. I ask them, do you have a family? Yeah. Do you work? Yeah, how many hours a week do you work? 40? Oh, okay. Now you got kids? Oh, okay. Now, are your kids, do they, you know, they play sports, or are they in the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or whatever, and everything like that? Oh, okay. Now, are you married, single, you know what I'm saying? When do you have the time to fix your credit yourself? You see, you don't have time. You know, you don't have to. I'm not saying that you can't do it, but you don't have the time. Put it in the hands of the professionals. Put it in the hands of the professionals who can get you where you need to be.
You're right, Earl. And you can answer one question wrong and blow your whole case. You can say use one wrong, one incorrect word, because it has happened. Somebody, like you said, people have said that, and I don't know, and they use the wrong terminology and blew the whole thing. Then you have to back. Then they want you to come in and backtrack and fix their mistake. You know,
see,
and you're right. You have to find a professional that you trust. If you can
find someone. You know, like I'm saying, you know, FES. You know, we've been helping people for over 10 years. You know, and you know, we provide, you know, a service to help people get back into leveraging their credit. You know what I'm saying? The thing about, you know, credit is about leveraging it, you know.
Yes.
And we as a community, we as a people, we need to understand that in order to live the life of your dream, it takes commitment, dedication, and sacrifice.
It does.
Yeah, I want to let the audience know that you're listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show with Mr. Earl Bolton. And if you guys want to ask a question, press 1, and I'll let you in. Now, because we only got 9 minutes left on the show. Okay, go
absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely, okay.
So, you know, and I, you know, so your company educates. So we found that out, that you don't just fix credit, you educate. Do you also work directly with the client? Like a lot of times people say, I'll just take care of it, I'll let you know when it's done. Or do you guys say, okay, this is our attack, this is what we're going to do next, or we're going to address A, B, C? I mean, how do you guys break that down so that your client don't feel like they're on the outside looking in, they're part of the process? Because I think when people are part of the process, they appreciate the process a little bit more. So is that something that you guys
absolutely
offer as well?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to just say this myself. I am not the one that repairs your credit. I'm an ambassador to help put you in direct hands. We have qualified, skilled attorneys that go in and they handle all of the business for repairing your credit. What I actually do is point the people to the appropriate people to help get these things done. And, yes, it is something that the attorneys, you and the attorneys will be working hand in hand. You will, when you get into the FES protection plan, you get your own website where you'll be able to monitor the process of what's going on 24/7. You'll have live one-on-one counseling where you can call in and you can have live one-on-one counseling with the actual people who are repairing your credit. So we don't just leave our clients and customers, we don't leave them hanging to where, you know, they don't know what's going on, you know. So this is a process, and we give people that opportunity that they can monitor what's going on 24/7. But what sets us apart for everyone else is that we get actual results in 45 to 90 days.
So what makes that possible?
What makes it? Oh, you talking about the process?
Yeah, the short term. Because there's some debts that just absolutely will not, I shouldn't say will not, but takes a little bit longer to come off. So what makes it possible for you? Because debts vary, and who we pay the debts to, who we owe, and
absolutely
all those type of things, and how some people just don't want to let you off the hook. So how is that possible? Is that all debts or particular debts that you can guarantee the 45 to 90 days removal?
Well, you know, and I'm gonna put it to you like this, Ms. J. I'm not one of the qualified experts or one of the lawyers who actually do the process of that. So for me to elaborate on that I'd be elaborating on something that I don't know, and I don't want to do that. I don't ever want to do that. But the one thing that I can say is that, okay, some of the other people, they do a soft run. And what I mean by soft run, they only attack certain items on your credit bureau. Okay. What we do is we do a hard hit, you know what I'm saying? We do a hard hit, and that's the reason why our overall return rating is high, is because, you know, we go in, these attorneys, they go in, this is their expertise of what they do, and we do a hard hit. So that is how we have been able to get the results that we have gotten in those 45 to 90 days.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because I know that, you know, and it is a difference between a soft hit and a hard hit. And so, I mean, that's a fair, you know, analogy as far as you can, you know, because you're not actually repairing the credit. You're speaking, you're just bringing credit awareness.
Absolutely.
So that is, yeah, so you don't want to say something they don't do and then it makes them look crazy. Somebody said, well, he said on the radio show you could do this, I want to
absolutely
do it.
Absolutely.
So you got to be careful about what you offer out there. Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense.
That is correct. And the one thing, Ms. J, about us is this right here, is that we don't put anybody on any contract. You know, most of the people, you know what I'm saying, require and put you in a contract of some sort.
Right.
We don't put you in a contract. You know what I'm saying? So the thing with us is that, you know, if you feel like we've raised your score 100 points, 120 points, 90 points, whatever the case may be, and you feel like you're happy with that, then, you know, you don't have to, you know, we're not hounding you to get in a contract with us, because we believe that, you know, the proof of what we do is going to keep you. And the people who are in the FES Protection Program, they're in the program at least 6 months or so, but it's because of the results that we've been getting.
Yeah, because they want a high credit score. Yeah, they want the
820s
and 830s. Yeah, yeah. And it does make a difference. It makes a difference because I'll put my daughter on mine, but I put my daughter on blast. She has a real, real high credit score. And she can just walk in, and she can just walk out with a car or walk out with whatever item. She doesn't have, you know, we talk credit worthiness. But when you got credit, you know, when you got good credit, you can just walk in. You can walk out. Just walk in and walk out. They run your credit score. Okay, ma'am, you can finish signing this and have a nice day. And a lot of us, especially in our community, don't experience that often. We usually got to sit there for hours while they're trying to find
Ms.
somebody.
Jay,
to find
you them. Said something. You said something that's a mouthful, and this is the reason why I want to have my people in control. When you go to the dealership, you know, I mean, you want to be in control. And that's the reason why I wanted to take it up on myself, so that I can educate our people and just people, period, to living the life of their dream. And I mean, and that's being in control.
That's real.
You know?
Yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
That is real.
You're right, John. That's real.
That's real.
You know,
well,
it's,
we only
it's
got
about
2 minutes.
It's about doing what you want to do, not doing what you can.
That's right. Mm. Well, we got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left on the show. Ms. J, please start closing us out.
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Earl, if you had one positive thing that you would like to share with the audience about maintaining their credit, fixing their credit, or what credit worthiness or whatever, what would that be?
I would tell anyone that, you know, to live the life of your dream, it starts with being credit worthy. And how you live makes the decisions that you're going to make in the future. So, you know, you definitely want to take the opportunity to leverage what you have so that you can live the life of your dream.
Absolutely. And Mr. John L. Brown?
Yes, I would like to thank Mr. Earl for coming on the show. And, you know, I agree with Ms. J and Earl, but known in our community. Our community definitely needs help. And one of the help that we need is to get our credit back intact, so that way we can have more jobs, create more jobs, and live a better life, okay?
Yes.
So with that
said, back to
you, Ms. J.
Absolutely, and piggybacking on John and Earl, I know I think a lot of times we take our credit really lightly because we can still get some of the things we want, but it really is important that we have credit literacy. So I'm going to post Mr. Earl's information, and if you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to him. We thank you guys for taking the time to be with us, because you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be with us tonight. So we appreciate it. So have a blessed evening, and thank you for joining us, and good night, and peace and blessings.
Good
thank
night,
you all
everybody.
For having me.
Thank you for coming on.